News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Severe weather has left a trail of damage across Indiana and is blamed for two deaths as powerful storms rolled across the state overnight. The deaths were in the town of Sullivan, which might have been hit by a tornado. An official said there was terrible damage in Sullivan County and many people were trapped in their basements. Four other storm-related deaths are reported in the central United States, including three in Arkansas that was hit hard by an outbreak of tornadoes.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the people throughout her state are the top priority.
Our message and our mission is really simple. The people come first and the paperwork will come second.
There are multiple fatalities and dozens of injuries and widespread damage after one tornado ripped through Little Rock and another hit the city of Wynn, where the local police chief reports total destruction, people who are entrapped. That tornado then moved northeast, hitting Covington, Tennessee, north of Memphis, and a hospital there has reportedly been damaged. Elsewhere, a structure collapsed at the Apollo Theater in Belvidere, Illinois, with as many as 20 ambulances reportedly dispatched. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Plans are being made for former President Donald Trump's indictment on Tuesday.
After flying into LaGuardia Airport Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse to turn himself in the afternoon. News 4 New York reports he won't be handcuffed but will be fingerprinted. He might not be forced to take a mugshot. When pressed in a Fox interview, however, Trump attorney Joe Tacopino wasn't forthcoming with details.
We don't really know what's going to happen Tuesday, because logistically this has never happened before. We have the Secret Service involved in an arraignment. When have you seen that before?
It's not clear if Trump will make a public statement following his arraignment.
Karen Sloan reporting from New York. 9-year-old Evelyn Dykhouse, one of the six victims killed in Monday's mass shooting at a Nashville school, was laid to rest on Friday. More services planned throughout the weekend. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jetson Electric Bikes recalling a hoverboard that could catch fire.
The 42-volt Rogue self-balancing scooter hoverboard has been recalled due to fire hazard. The issue with the unit is the lithium-ion battery packs can overheat and catch fire. There have been two deaths reported because of the malfunctioning battery packs. There's about 53,000 that have been purchased. The manufacturer advises to stop using them immediately and return the scooters for a full refund at the point of purchase. I'm Dave Collins.
A man intentionally chopped down trees with a chainsaw so they would fall on newly built homes in a North Carolina neighborhood. A builder first discovered that a home in East Spencer had been damaged by a tree on March 24th. On March 27th, a realtor showing the home next door discovered that it had been hit by a tree. A neighborhood man who has not been identified has been arrested. Most of the big cats at Carol Baskin's Florida Animal Sanctuary, profiled in Netflix's Tiger King series, will be moving to a sanctuary in Arkansas, and Big Cat Rescue's land will eventually be sold. In 2021, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would prohibit unlicensed people from owning big cats or wild animals. This is USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel co-processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.